Brother against brother, father against son. The Civil War tore families apart in the bloodiest conflict of American history. As soldiers clashed violently, sacrificing their very lives, each man for his cause, a pastor in Rhode Island was pondering a life which was given not in bitterness or resistance, but in love. As he sat in awe of the compassion of the Lord Jesus, he could not escape the thought that Christ had given his life for each of us. The minister felt an overpowering burden to rededicate his own life to the Lord's service. Gratefully, he sat down to put his thoughts on paper. Little did the pastor realize that the words which he laid out that day would become the key to open countless men's hearts to the conviction of the Holy Spirit in years to come. Years later, on the hymn writer's 70th birthday, the composer of the song's tune sent him a congratulatory note, which began, "It is worth living 70 years, even if nothing comes of it but this hymn." Far more than just this one hymn did come from the godly minister's life. Yet it was in regards to this song that the 70-year-old pastor admitted, "I have had many testimonies concerning its helpfulness to others. I have heard it sung in various and distant parts of our land, on ocean steamers, and in other countries." Not only